Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call TN Redline. 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Tennessee.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here to continue our series of That One Play. We've had a lot of fun with these. And today is one of the plays that I commonly hear identified as the most important in Ravens history. And there are about three that go into this group. There's the Mile High Miracle. There is the blocked field goal and touchdown return from the same game. And you can probably guess by now, Ray Lewis's interception return snatched out of the hands of Eddie George, which is what we're going to talk about on this episode. Here to do that with me is HD. You also know him as Face Off Battles, at Face Off Battles on Twitter. Is that a good place to talk football with you, HD?
As good as any, yeah.
All right, outstanding. Great to have you. Appreciate you being on. Would you talk a little bit about why this play is so important to you?
So, to me, this play is important. I guess the main reason this play is important is because, to me, it proved that we had the better defense. Even though statistically it's obviously not going to show that, but what the NFL generally goes by to prove, not even generally, what the NFL goes by to prove what the best defense is yardage. And the Titans had the number one defense that year by NFL standards. However, the Ravens had the better defense and they shut this play, sealed the game and made it definitive, at least to me, who the best defense was for that year.
Yeah, I have a comment that I say, and I told you about this in the production meeting. It's yardage talk is loser talk. And typically the losing team will gather a lot of yards and take chances to gain yards at the risk of turnovers that will put them in a position to be in a better yardage position at the end of the game. That's why very frequently it's the winning team which accumulates less offensive yards in a game. So yardage talk is loser talk. Points are what they count on the scoreboard. And that 2000 Ravens team needs to be judged by its points. And I'm all in favor of that. And that playoff run, by the way, there's another group of fans. They want to talk about the regular season only and take the 2000 postseason out of there for the Ravens, when the 2000 Ravens are probably the greatest postseason defense of all time.
Yes. They also, but the regular season defense was also really, really good. Especially considering, what was it, like three games where we didn't score a touchdown at all?
Five in a row.
Five. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Stover was like the only person scoring. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Brian Billick like refused to put Stover on the field at one point and was like, no, you guys have to score.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. There is an instance that might be true, but we don't need to go down there. Let's talk about this play because it's so important in Ravens history. People identify it as being, one of the plays that is the most important. Sealed the game. I would agree with that. The Ravens, in this game, I would actually put the block field goal return as substantially more important in terms of the change in win probability. But there's no doubt about it. The Ray Lewis pick sealed the game. There is no way Tennessee was coming back from down 14.
Yeah, not against that defense.
Yeah. So the play itself, talk a little bit about it, or maybe if something about the comments you were making about Eddie George early, just some things that mattered to you about the play.
What I remember most about the play is, and I had to go back and rewatch it because I remembered it differently than when it actually happened, but Eddie basically bobbled it, but it looked like he was going to reel it in, and then Ray just takes it from him and runs away. And the effect that it had on Eddie George was the most amazing part to me. Other than, you know, proving that we had the better defense, Eddie George, at least the next, I want to say, season and a half, whenever we played the Titans, and I considered them our biggest rival at the time, not the Steelers. Eddie George was more timid when he came across the middle when Ray was near him, because he used to look for contact prior to that play. And afterwards, I didn't feel as though he was looking for contact. He was looking to not get hit by Ray. That's what he was looking for.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. There was definitely a point was made by Chris McAllister once. And the Baltimore Bullies just premiered last night. You probably saw it already, but really good 2-hour show. It's honestly more of a testimonial to the Goose than anything else, given, you know, his recent death. I guess they emphasized his part in this a little more than they might have otherwise, would be my guess. But it's very well done. But one of the comments is Chris McAllister apparently was quoted as saying that Eddie George was like a little baby on the field. But the problem is that the Baltimore Bullies thing is really split between footage that they have from an event that happened in 2022 about the Super Bowl 35 win, and footage they have from Hard Knocks training camp from 2001. So I don't really know when McAllister made that comment. It might have been in 2001. It might have even been later than that. But believe me, they would have put it into this thing. Just the timeline is not apparent in terms of the show itself. So it's interesting to see, but it's definitely something that McAllister claimed either before or after that game.
That's interesting.
So it's George was well on his way to being the first running back to run for 100 yards against the Ravens in a very long time. They officially extended the streak to, I believe, 50 consecutive games, including postseason. But he got stopped at 91 yards, and it would not have had the blocked field goal not occurred, I'm sure he probably would have gotten there.
Probably, yeah.
Other things about the play itself that you remember, Ray did not seem to be moving too quickly. It was one of my takeaways as he moved towards the end zone.
He was probably tired. I mean, it is a 50-yard sprint, and they had played most of the game by that point. So,
yeah, understandable. Certainly, it's one of these things. I wouldn't say he had a piano on his back. He certainly had a convoy. No one quite got there in terms of catching him from behind, and then he kind of ran through a little bit of an effort at a tackle around the 10 or 12 yard line. It seemed like, and got to Peter.
He might have also been savoring the moment.
Well, good job, because it was certainly one of the big ones. It's I think a lot of people's favorite Ray Lewis play of all time, but there are a lot to choose from, certainly, and that was one of the ones they really like. In terms of the game, it put the Ravens up 14. The Titans then got the ball, and the announcers couldn't even pretend that it was a game anymore. They said this is a place where, you know, the Raven.
If you're looking for a better way to unwind, focus, or even get a good night's sleep, listen up. Let me tell you about Mood, the online cannabis company that's changing the game when it comes to functional gummies. They've crafted a whole line of federally legal THC blends designed to help with everything from stress to sleep to mental clarity and even some spicier needs if you're into that. Now, what makes Mood different? They go beyond just THC. They pair it with herbs and adaptogens to create targeted effects that you won't find in any other dispensary. And every gummy is made with pesticide-free, small-farm American cannabis. So you're getting quality that you can trust. I've tried their sleep gummies. And let me tell you, takes about 15 minutes, and I'm out cold, no grogginess, no weird side effects, getting some of the best sleep I've gotten in my life when I take one of these gummies. And if you need a mood boost, there are Epic Euphoria gummies, game changers. And right now, Mood is giving listeners 20% off their first order by using the promo code RAVENS at checkout. So head on over to mood.com, find the perfect gummy for whatever life throws your way, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS to save 20%.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off. and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call TN Redline. 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Tennessee.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call TN Redline. 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Tennessee. News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Titans' lack of a long passing game will really hurt them.
And I mean, also, that Ravens defense was just captain unfair. I mean, if you really look at the entire lineup, just not even with the people that you could sub in, just the starting lineup, that was an unfair defense. If you played that defense on any video game, they would be rated 99. That, like, this is a defense that you're not made to have success against in any facet. You can't run, you can't throw, flea flicker, you're not going to get the pass off. This is not a good defense to go against.
Yep, very, very disciplined defense. They pursued like nobody. 11 billiard balls they used to, you know, talk about. And the pursuit's just incredible. You know, that's one of the things. And we've seen elements of this 2000 defense show up again at various times in Ravens history. But I think what I really appreciate about the 2022 defense was we saw some of that 11 billiard balls going to the ball and having Roquan Smith, you know, leading the charge in terms of getting a lot of people excited about playing defense and a lot of people hitting on some stretched out plays is something I really remember about that 2000 team.
I really do like the way the defense is coalescing, but I don't think we've ever had anything close to the linebacking core that we had on that defense.
No. Yeah, I would agree entirely. If you want to pick the closest, 2006, maybe with Bart Scott, Ray Lewis, and Adelis Thomas, that was a pretty fantastic crew. But the Bulware was a combination defensive end slash outside linebacker who was just a great pass rusher. And Jamie Sharper, boy, he came off the field on third down in 2000. But in 2001, they switched the defense because they really wanted to play against his play to his pass coverage value. And they switched to a 32 dime, which the Ravens essentially have never played again, not until 2021. But very, very, you know, interesting group of players, very, very rare to accumulate this set of personalities together. And boy, they knew how to strut.
Yeah, I really thought that Jamie Sharper was an unsung hero for the most part. He was really, really good, except for when Cordell Stewart was running to the outside. He always made it past him. And he would try, but he just didn't have the speed to catch Cordell Stewart. But anybody else, he could shut off that. He could hit the hard seal so they couldn't get by. Cordell Stewart just kept squeaking by. I'm like, he's too fast.
So Sharper was on the team from 97 to 01, and then he left after 5 years. Two things about that were very interesting. First of all, Jamie Sharper was still pretty good with the Texans, but I think the Ravens honestly did get out at the right time because they didn't want to pay another inside linebacker. They still don't. Honestly, in terms of what's going on, I believe. But anyway, they wanted to pay one inside linebacker, but not two. So they let him go in the expansion draft to the Texans. When he left, pure class, put a full page ad in the Sun paper saying, thank you, Baltimore, for everything kind of thing. Just absolutely great. You know, it's a kind of guy, you know, you look at that and you say, boy, I want him back here as a coach someday. I want him back here to be in the organization somehow, however it may be. But really always thought that was a class move.
Yeah, Jamie Sharper, he was one of the really good ones. I think he had a lot of tackles with the Texans for like two seasons, and then he disappeared.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I didn't really look at this, to check it before, but I'll look at it right now as we're doing this. But yeah, that's my recollection, is that he actually, this is what's really amazing about Jamie Sharper's career. From age 23 to 30, for 8 straight seasons, he played every single game, never missed a game. He started all but one in 97. And then in 2005 with Seattle, he played 8 games and he was done. But he had 3 seasons with Houston, 137, 166, and 139 tackles, played every game. So he was worth it for them.
Yeah, he was a tackling machine.
Yeah. All right, well, HD, just one of the great plays in Ravens history, I think, still after all these years, a lot of people, it's one of these plays that people have a visual memory of. And, you know, did you find any difference between what your visual memory of the play was and when you actually went back and saw it, that it was a little different?
Very. So the way I remembered it was more like a fumble than an interception. But that's because I thought Eddie George had reeled it back in. Mm-hmm. And when I watched it, I'm like, nah, he was still bobbling it when Ray took it from him and ran away. But the way I remembered it, it was like Eddie had caught it and then Ray took it from him. It wasn't like a bobble in between. It was like he caught it, Ray took it from him and ran away. That's the way I had remembered it. But when I went back and looked at it, I'm like, oh, no, he was definitely still juggling the ball when Ray took it from him.
Easy enough to find on YouTube, right?
Yes.
All right. Outstanding. A lot of the older games like that, they're not available. The Ravens put out a box set of those playoff games. If you can find it on eBay, I highly recommend it. It's worth going through. That's just somebody's recordings from the games way back.
I own that.
I have that
on VHS. Yeah. But I don't have anything to play VHS anymore.
Oh, you never got it on disc then? Okay.
No, I had somewhere in here, I have the VHS, but I no longer have any VCRs.
Right. There you go. Well, if it is possible, I know, to get on disc because I have it on disc. it can be had probably on eBay. So folks out there, if you're younger fans and you want to do that, a real great way to go back and enjoy that 2000 playoff run, because it was something really special. Oh, that was really special in terms of a defense. HD, we're so happy to have you come on and kind of share your memories of the event that day. One more time, where can folks talk football with you?
So you can always email me. It's probably better to email than through Twitter, because I don't really check Twitter except to talk to you and occasionally All Striker. So face_off@meese.com.
All right. Outstanding. Thanks for joining us, HD. Other folks out there, if you'd like to do a That One Play episode with me, hit me up with your idea. DMs are always open on Twitter. We're just looking for your understanding, relationship, what you remember about a play. Take us through. We'll go through a little bit of the historical context with that and have some fun talking about it, and hopefully have some people evoke some good memories. And there are a few bad memories from this list of plays. Looking at this, there's about 5 or 6 of these that are not good memories, but they're ones that I think are worth going through for a short part of your car ride as you go to work. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for coming on, HD.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call TN Redline, 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Tennessee.